Hiya, in the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, a disappointing 1-1 draw for the Dons, last time out. Tomorrow, back at Pittodrie against a team that defeated them in the Highlands only a few weeks ago. And Dave, you've been getting the pre-match thoughts of assistant manager Tony Docherty.
Yes, and Tony told me, despite recent indifferent results, confidence in the camp remains high.
We've got a very strong squad of players here. You know, we've got a confident bunch. You see that, a very competitive bunch. You see that just off the training field just now. And it's a good group of players, you know, and they're desperate to get back on winning ways. You know, we've only had the one defeat in the last four games, which is away to Celtic, where, you know, we had a good performance up to the goal. So we're really just looking to get back on track, and everybody's got the shoulder to the wheel to make sure that happens.
Tony, it's an important run of games. You'll be obviously looking for the Dons to build momentum in the run into the end of the year.
Of course we will, yeah, but we don't have a look further than Saturday's game. And Saturday's game is Ross County. And as I alluded to earlier on, you know, Ross County are a good team. They've got a certain way of playing, and we need to try and combat their style and get our game plan over them.
Yeah, you'll be looking to get even with them after defeating the last game, because the boys probably didn't really do themselves justice in Dingwall, did they?
We didn't, but again, if you look back in that game, there were opportunities, and I think if sometimes that happens, that little bit of luck that you carry. Had we scored one of the opportunities we had, I thought, and certainly speaking to their staff after the match, they were always worried, you know, that if we get that one goal back, we're going to get a result out of it. So we just need to make sure that with that team on Saturday, that any opportunities that do come along, we take them, and we make sure that we capitalise and trying to get all 3 points.
Just looking at the run that you've been on, you say that the confidence is still high. Is it just a case of keep working hard and you'll work your way through this?
I don't know what we're working through, to be honest, because, you know, our last home game out there, I thought we were excellent against Dundee United. You know, a Dundee United team that are fighting for their lives. And I thought the performance was excellent, and we won a good game, 2-0, and kept a clean sheet. We then went to a difficult venue, and we picked up a point away from home, and admittedly, we weren't our best. So, you know, if you look at that in the last four games, we've only lost the one, you know, on our way to Celtic. So that's something that, you know, there's no confidence loss, however, in that. But what we need to do is we need to look towards Saturday's game, and as we always do, prepare to try and pick out all 3 points. And to do that, you need to have everybody playing at the top of their game with confidence and trying to get our game plan over the opposition.
I've also been speaking to Danny Ward, John, and the keeper says the fifth-placed Highland team will provide stiff opposition at Pittodrie tomorrow.
The table reflects how well they've done. It was a tough game up in Dingwall when we played them there. You know, they get in your face, they rat around and make it very difficult for you, but, you know, we'll be prepared and we know what they're about.
We're entering a crucial stage of the season. Obviously, it's one game at a time, but we've got an important run-in to the end of the year. How important is it to kick-start another winning run, you know, build some real momentum?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got 4 points from the last six games. I know it's always a tough place to go to Hamilton. You know, we were disappointed as a group not to get the win. But I feel as though, you know, we've not been beaten the last two games, and even in defeats before that, I think the performances were reflecting, you know, we were getting better, we were getting back slowly but surely to where we were at the start of the season. So we've got to put a positive spin on it and look at it as two games unbeaten, and, you know, hopefully we can carry that on against Ross County on the weekend.
Danny Ward there. I suppose if you look back at last week's game, one good thing that you could say about it was that Danny Ward seemed to be in form. Wasn't the best of outcomes for us. What did you take from it, Dave?
It wasn't the best outcome. I think Tony Docherty hit the nail on the head. You know, it's a difficult place to go. If we'd taken our chances, and I looked to the save that McGovern made from Kenny McLean just on half time, which was a world class stop. And speaking to Andrew, speaking to Kenny after, and he was saying that he thought it was in. It looked as though it was in that corner all the way. And I think if we got the second goal, that would have won the match. But I think, you know, we'll come on to the topic later. Teams aren't going to lie down to us. You know, they are all decent teams. There's not a lot between the sides, and it's a fine line between winning, losing and drawing. And, you know, we got a point, and as Danny said, 4 points out of the last six, not six games as he said, but 6 points. So, you know, let's hope. We've lost one game at home all season. Let's hope we can keep that going tomorrow and get 3 points against County.
Is it something that we're working through? I mean, despite what Tony Docherty said, it sounded like he was almost sort of clawing over the top of the desk to get to Dave. Are we working through something, Andrew?
Well, we're in an indifferent run of form. We can't get away from that in comparison to what we enjoyed at the start of the season. And the thing that we've got to work through is to make sure that it doesn't become a season-defining run of form, because you look at the league table, St Johnstone are right in our coattails. They can actually go above us in the table if they win against Dundee tonight. Mm. Hearts are a point ahead of us. And, you know... We could just do with getting a run of victories again. And there's nothing to suggest that we can't do it. But the longer it goes when we're not doing it, the more people are going to start digging and trying to find reasons. And some pretty spurious reasons will probably creep to the surface. But going back to last week, I thought it was a poor quality game all round, not helped by a poor quality pitch. It's not a great surface to play football on. It lends itself to being... almost like a school kid's game where it's far too fast and furious. Everybody starts running around in little packs, and there was no pattern to it at all, and it was just one of those horrible games that you were glad to get it out the road. We thought we were going to win it, but in the end of the day, to come away with a point was probably just about right, because neither side did enough to deserve to win the game.
It does look like that grass in a greengrocer's window with the fruit and veg on, doesn't it? It's just...
I think the greengrocer's is sometimes better, actually, depending on which greengrocer's you go to.
A couple of things that I sort of noticed as the game went on. We did seem last week, and I don't know, was it a nervousness or a desperation? We did seem last week to be playing an awful lot more back to front, an awful lot of sort of direct balls straight from defence and just... pretty much going nowhere a lot of the time, which is not like us.
It's not, but I think, again, the surface has a lot to do with that, because the ball was just pinging off it, and it was 110 miles an hour, fast and furious stuff, which, you know, for the early part of the game, we commented when we were doing the coverage that Aberdeen were actually playing it better than Hamilton. I think we were in the first half, but Hamilton came back into the game, and you know, they'll win more points than they'll lose on that surface. And yeah, it wasn't our natural game, but we had to adapt accordingly.
We were speaking about this before we came on air as well, Andrew. What is it about the short corner that makes us persist in using it? We haven't had that much success from it that I can recall.
Well, we only used it a couple of times on Sunday. It didn't work either time. The one that looked more likely to work was the one that the ball played out to the edge of the area. But if I remember rightly, was it either a poor piece of control or Hamilton read the situation well and were quickly out to close the ball down. I suppose you've just got to mix it up a bit. People get to know what your corner routines are. I mean, the corners that we've scored from tend to have been, you know, Niall McGinn from the left-hand side, you know, orthodox corner, header from Ash Taylor, goal. But you can't always do that, because like Sunday, Tagliapietra, not Tagliatelle, as I think Dave mentioned, called him one point.
It was an easy mistake to make when you're hungry.
He's a big guy, and he's generally going to even out muscle Ash Taylor at corner kicks. But you've got to mix it up a bit. It just didn't work for Aberdeen.
Ryan Jack, a miss. I was saying to Andrew as well, it was almost, if it hadn't been us, it was almost comical, in so much as Willow Flood, in the occasions that he would make an interception and sort of spoil a Hamilton attack, would turn round and look for a pass, and it was almost as if you could see going through his head, where's Ryan? Because he just, was he a big miss last weekend?
I think he was. You know, I know Ryan's not, he's, again, you know, his critics come down on a ton of bricks if he has an ordinary game. But I think the point is that you notice Ryan a lot more when he's not there. And, you know, he's there's still apparently an outside chance that he'll be fit for tomorrow. And obviously, hope he is, but he's definitely a miss. There's no doubt about that.
Ross County tomorrow, they beat us up there just a few weeks ago. Given that they did, they're going to come sort of bouncing down the road tomorrow, Andrew. Will they think they've got the beating of us again before this match?
Oh, I'm sure they will do, particularly after they won 3-0 against Motherwell last week. They're a good, solid outfit. Workmanlike, I think, is the way you'd describe them, rather than, you know, flash Barcelona-esque. You know, Liam Boyce scores goals, Craig Curran scores goals, they both did last weekend. But I think the main man for them is Jackson Irvine, who's been excellent in the middle of the park. And as long as we stop him having an influence, we've got a chance. But we're going to have to be at our very best to beat them. And I think the major thing that is going to dictate whether we win the game tomorrow is our ability or inability to keep a clean sheet. Because we're not going to score a lot of goals against County. We traditionally don't, apart from a spell last year where they were really awful, and then, of course, they turned things round. But in recent weeks and months, they've been pretty solid at the back. So I think the most important task tomorrow is for the guys at the back to keep a clean sheet.
It's Aberdeen versus Ross County tomorrow. Coming up, we've heard from our boss. Next up, it's Ross County's Jim McIntyre. Aberdeen versus Ross County tomorrow in the corresponding fixture in Dingwall. It was a win for Jim McIntyre's Staggy. So how does he see it going this time out?
A really tough match. Aberdeen are a bit like ourselves, where their consistency levels have been indifferent. But, you know, we know they've still got fantastic players and players who can hurt you. You know, if you switch off for a second, they've got real pace in their side and they know where the goals are. So we've got to make sure that we defend properly, we're well organised, but you know that we also put their back line under pressure and create chances of our own. Any team in this league is capable of producing a performance on the day, you know, and Aberdeen are certainly one of those teams. You know, like all good teams, they'll be looking to bounce back, and like we did last week, and, you know, I think it's got the makings of a very good game.
He's made pretty steady, fairly quick progress, actually, where you consider where he inherited that team. He's done all right with them, hasn't he?
He has done very well. It's interesting, you know, just to listen to him there, he's almost talking as though I expect to get hammered tomorrow. It's not the, you know, the gung-ho, confident type of thing that you hear from some managers who have won 3-0 the previous week and who have beaten the opposition they're about to play in their previous encounter. He was a bit cagey sounding there, but no, he's done well, as has Billy Dodds. I think the important thing is that they've got a settled squad now, because it was a revolving door policy that seemed to operate at the Global Energy Stadium, where you had guys come in and they'd play two or three games and then they'd disappear off the face of the earth. But now he's got a settled squad there. They're all buying into his philosophy of how to play the game, and they're reaping the benefits.
Jackson Irvine is a player that Andrew sort of signalled out. Who do you think could cause us problems?
No, I think you've got the guys up front, that Boyce and Curran. We've got Richard Foster likely to be getting a good reception against his former teammates.
I think he's got the Kevlar jacket all organised.
Yes, it'll be water off a duck's back to Fozzie. But no, Jackson Irvine is a class act. I think Celtic may regret letting him go as quickly as they did, because he's certainly proven to be the main man. I think everything ticks around him for County.
Let's get on to the topic for this week. And first time we're with you via Aberdeen Mad. This one is the topic. It says, time for a change. Now, it's a bit of a sprawling one, this, so I'll get the sort of main points. The first one is, get rid of Derek McInnes. The second, if Logan wants away, then let's get rid of him. Rooney's a waste of a shirt. I'm not making this up, I promise you. Taylor's been rubbish recently, and if Goodwillie is that bad that you can't take it, then get rid of him as well. Apparently, it says here, we have a guy called Parker. I've seen Spider-Man more than him. Great signing. It's going downhill fast. And time to say thanks and move on, I'm afraid. This is with reference to Derek. Before we don't even make the top six, which is a distinct possibility. And Dave has your thoughts as that thread continues.
Was he just let out for an hour to do a posting, was he?
Yours sincerely, Mark McGee.
Murray Gubb, this forum is proof that we could have Pep Guardiola in charge and some folk would still not be happy. Exterminator 75, the last 2 years have been great, but it's vital we get back to being a laughing stock again. The best way to start this process is to spend our profit in paying off in Delby Trust and pay compensation to a fellow SPFL club for their manager. Slightly tongue-in-cheek there. Goalposter, sorry guys, I hope them rumpers are wrong, another poster, but I love the guy and I still have great memories of that cup win. He has his faults of course, but I prefer him to manage AFC rather than any other manager in the SPFL. Tarapoa, the dip in form has been worrying and frustrating, but surely a sack the manager thread is ludicrous at this stage and just makes us look stupid. Third and a trophy, then runners-up, two CD clubs beaten in Europe. McInnes has a lot of credit in the bank, but I'm concerned he deserves every chance to get us back on track again. Elgin Red has said McInnes has earned enough brownie points to not heed calls for his resignation. Let's see what he can do in January to sort out whatever has happened behind the scenes. And certainly I'm there, I'm not aware of anything behind the scenes. And then in the close season, if necessary, assuming he wants to carry on. And Vasily Rats, 86. Aye, let's get Pat Fenlon or Stephen Kenny in. McInnes is doing the best anybody has since Alex Smith and folk are still gurning.
Yeah. Okay. So you can put your thoughts on that thread or any other one via Aberdeen Mad, and we select one a week that we focus on. Let's stay with Aberdeen Mad for just now. The poll, should Derek McInnes be looking to strengthen his squad in January? I've seen this quote a couple of times in various different places, and it says, I might bring in two players in the January transfer window. I assume that was with reference to the fact that we're now in the black, and therefore he could go out and spend money. Was that? I didn't even read the story, but was that roughly the...
Well, I think any time there's a transfer window, any manager, no matter who he's in charge of, is always looking to see how he can strengthen his squad and give himself more options. So he's not saying anything different to any other manager in the world, I would suggest.
No, I know, but the way the papers go on, you'd think that the two players are Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, for instance.
You know? And even then you get some numpty would go, I don't want that two playing together.
He might play okay in a Madrid team, but...
Fitly be lighting he's a Carl Wheaton night up in Dingwall.
He's not going to be any good in a midweek game at the beach end. Right, should Derek McInnes be looking to strengthen his squad in January? Dave's got the results of that one.
Yeah, and it's pretty decisive, John. 81.8% yes, 18.2% no.
Who are in the 18.2%, genuinely?
The guys in the squad.
Yeah, probably. Speaking of which, let's get on to the teams for tomorrow. It's Aberdeen versus Ross County. Andrew, we'll start with you.
Well, I'm making a couple of changes. I'm going to go Danny Ward in goals, a back four of McLaughlin, Quinn, Reynolds and Considine, Flood and Shinney in front of them, McGinn, McLean, Hayes further forward with Adam Rooney, the main striker.
Dave Mack.
I've gone for Ward, Logan, Taylor, Considine and Reynolds, McGinn and McLean, Pollitt, Shinney, Hayes and Rooney.
And Dave Galloway.
Ward in goals, Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Shinney across the back. I bring Robson in. I think he deserves to come back in. I'd have Flood and Robson as the sitters then. McGinn, McLean and Hayes behind Rooney.
The one to watch, Dave Galloway, will stay with you.
Well, the aforementioned Barry Robson, maybe the legs obviously aren't quite what they used to be, but he's very fit and with a sharp football brain, and you know he leads by example.
And Dave Mack?
I'll go for Shea Logan, getting a lot of stick from certain quarters, so I think Shea's a very capable player, and Shea is best at his best as good a right-back as in Scotland anywhere, and he's my one to watch.
And I've gone for Johnny Hayes because I think if you've got Andy Considine at left back, Graham Shinney the left side of midfield, and Hayes all working together, they can create a lot of openings. The pace that Johnny's got could cause problems for Marcus Fraser at the back for Ross County and supply the ammunition. Or indeed he could score goals himself as he showed against Dundee United.
Finally, predictions for this one. Andrew, we'll stay with you.
I'm going to go 1-0 for Aberdeen.
Low scoring and historically, so that's what you're going with. Dave Galloway.
I'll go for 2-0 the Dons.
And finally, Dave Mack.
3-1 Aberdeen.
You just know it's going to get gradually higher as you go round the room until it reaches Dave. Well, I'm going to say 2-0 for us tomorrow. In the other games, first one's tonight, kicks off at 7:45, Tayside Derby. Part 2, St Johnstone against Dundee. Andrew Shiney.
I fancy St Johnstone to win this one. 2-1 probably. They're scoring goals and they've got the incentive of going ahead of the Dons if they win it.
Dundee United against Hamilton, Dave Mack.
Yeah, United signing policy of
panic.
Experienced.
You're passing the door, you're in.
Just wondering if guys have cut it in the Premiership or will they be up for a relegation dogfight, because I think, make no mistake, United are involved in that. So I'm going to go for a share of the spoils, one apiece.
Okay, Kilmarnock against Partick Thistle, Dave Galloway.
I fancy Partick Thistle to get a 2-0 win and put even more pressure on Dundee United.
Motherwell against Hearts, Andrew.
This is maybe one where the heart rules the head a wee bit. I hope Mark McGee's team slows the heart's momentum, and it'll be a share of the spoils 1-1.
And then Sunday, Inverness against Celtic in the lunchtime kickoff. Dave Mack.
Like to see Inverness doing something, obviously, but I think Celtic will prevail 2-1.
No league game tomorrow for Peterhead. Last week went okay, though, a 7-0 victory over Cardenbeath. This weekend, they'll learn who their opponents are in the Petrofac Cup final, as the other semi-finals play between Rangers and St Mirren. Peterhead, meanwhile, will be hoping for some further Cup exploits when they welcome Livingston to Balmoor in the Scottish Cup. Boss Jim McAnally.
There's a freedom there for us to go and try and be a real problem at Livingston. We played them last year in the Petrofac. They beat us in extra time. I think they're possibly a bit stronger this year, mind you, and as I say, they've done really well in their last two games. But their last two games have been games where they've had to sit and defend. And, you know, this game on Saturday, they need to come out and open us up a wee bit. So, you know, it's a completely different game for them this week. And they've got a different problem to solve. And hopefully we can give them problems. Listen, I'm sure we can. I think we could give most teams a problem, especially if we're in good form.
A reduced Highland League fixture list, as some of the teams are involved in Scottish Cup action. On league duty, though, Clack against Lottie, Forest at home to Turriff United, but William welcome Keith. The last one sees Devon Vale visit Nairn County. In Scottish Cup action from the league, Fraserburgh are away to Falkirk, and an all-Highland affair sees for Martin United host Cove Rangers. For Martin's Chris Hunter.
Everybody connected with the clubs, looking forward to it, especially the players. And it's been a long time coming for Martin, kind of They look forward to this kind of occasions because they've never got into this round of the cup. So it's a big day for the club, and hopefully we don't let them down.
And going really well this season, Cove Rangers, John Sherry.
Games against Fermartin always have that extra bit of spice and enjoyment around them. So, you know, it would have been nice to have Highland League teams with both a chance of getting through, but that hasn't happened that way. So, no, it's a game we're looking forward to and one that all the guys are really up for.
Huntly entertain Lothian, Thistle, Hutchison, Vale. Inverary Locos are at home to Annan Athletic. Bucky Jags are away to Stranraer. They left on Tuesday. And finally, Wick Academy are at home to Linlithgow Rose, who left on Monday. The juniors, Dave.
Yeah, the two Scottish Cup junior third round ties that were postponed last week. They're going to have another shot tomorrow. Hermes are down at Cooper and at Glenurie Park at Stonehaven against St Anthony's. In the bookie.com Super League, Cooter against neighbours Magrie St Tiernan. Banks Adir up at Devon side. Ellen United take on Bridge of Don Thistle. FC Stonywood at home to Dufftown. And Inverness City against Dice. First Division East, Aberdeen University against East End. Buckingham Hearts are at Cruden Bagland. Tanner take on Lewis United. Newmarket United against Sunnybank. And Parkvale against Colony Park at Findon.
That's pretty much it for this week. Just very briefly, if you're going to be a seer, Dave, as far as Davis Cup tennis is concerned, the weekend final score will be...
The final score will be 3-1 Britain.
3-1 for Britain. That's pretty much it for this week. We'll keep you up to date over the weekend. As always, hang in. Your weekend starts next with James Barr. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.